Kieran, like here in Donegal, down to the business end of the championship this weekend with your four quarter finals. You've already two of them out of the way last night. Trillick and Killyclogher advancing at the expense of Greencastle and Strabane. And I suppose those games went along predictable enough lines.
Yeah, you would have to say they did. I suppose the Greencastle Trillick or the Greencastle Trillick game was the one which maybe people thought there might be a bit of a surprise in. I mean, Greencastle's first ever senior championship win came in the last round, so they were maybe optimistic. But they had three other key players who had been in San Francisco for the summer. They only returned there on Tuesday. So I suppose when you take everything into account, the fact that Trillick are such an emerging talent of a team as well, the two Donnellys, the two Brennans on board there for them, and a few other under-21s and county minors too. You know, they really are a team who will look to establish themselves and probably compete for senior honours within the next 3 to 4 seasons.
Yeah, we know obviously of Trillick's great tradition, but they've been down in intermediate football for a few seasons and only back up quite recently into senior football again.
They were intermediate last year, Tom, and I suppose a lot of people would have expected them to wipe the boards at intermediate level last year, which they failed to do. They had a shock county final defeat to Dungannon and had to come up via the league route. So, you know, that was a bit of a setback for them, but no, they've managed to push on this year and they certainly seem to be looked the part in a way and be able to establish themselves up there. Killyclogher on the other side of the draw. You know, Strabane, this is now their second season in Division 1, they've managed to hold on to their place again for next year in senior football, so that has to be looked as a big positive for them. And Killyclogher, on the other hand, you know, they'll have their eye on this championship title this year, having won the senior league last year, and that has been a good omen for teams in the past as well. The likes of Errigal, Drabore, have all won league titles and then gone on to win the championship.
Yeah, so Killyclogher definitely in the frame.
They certainly are. They're very good up front. You know, you take the likes of Mark Bradley, who made such an impact with Tyrone this year. Leo Meenan, still there as well. Leo's 32 now, but still one of the sharpest scorers in the county. And, you know, the two McCanns, for example, and a lot of other players in there too. They've a very experienced side, a very well-gelled, and they've been very settled under their management team for the last few years of Kieran Ho and John Michael Holmes. So they're definitely building towards something as well, Tom.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on to this evening, and the action is in Dungannon. It's Donoughmore versus Coal Island.
Yeah, Coal Island will head into that one raging hot favourites. Donoughmore bottom of the senior league. They've only managed to gather 3 points so far this season. But, you know, I spoke to Sean Marty Lockhart during the week. He's over Donoughmore this year, and the one thing that we both agreed on was that there's a lot of the games that Donoughmore have lost, even against the big guns, have been, you know, probably less than 4 points. So they are being competitive. They just haven't managed to gel and to manage to put a bit of a run together yet. But their under-21s won the Grade 2 title a couple of weeks ago there. So, you know, they have a lot of talent coming through. Having Niall McKenna back on board is a massive boost for them. They struggle badly without him when he's away with the county. But you'd have to say this Coal Island team now, they accounted for Clonoe. They're near neighbours in the first round, and I mean, Clonoe were certainly amongst the favourites for the title again. So to pull off a result like that, and they won it with 2 points, and maybe not something that you would traditionally associate with a Coal Island team, but they really dug in for that one as well. You know, they have a lot of flair players and a lot of really good players, but maybe that bit of grit has been missing from them, but they certainly show plenty of that in abundance in the first round.
And who are the key men for Coal Island?
Well, Coal Island, you're talking, Richard Thornton, who was one of the stars of those successful Tyrone underage teams, is now back in charge of his home club. He's made a great impact on them the last couple of seasons since he took over from Damien O'Hagan. Tiernan O'Hagan, full forward. Paddy Hampsey was the Tyrone under-21 All-Ireland winning full back. He's a key player for them as well. And the experience of Peter Donnelly in there as well in the mix. So they have a very, very good side now.
Yeah. And then moving on to tomorrow evening, like us here in Donegal, where we have that St. Junan's versus Glen Swirly tie in the last of the quarterfinals. You have a mouth-watering one as well with the champions St. Enda's and one of the fiercest challengers, Drumore, facing off in Carrickmore.
Absolutely, Tom. I think any neutral who isn't heading to Donegal will probably be heading to Carrickmore tomorrow evening. I mean, this is a side of the draw which has attracted an awful lot of interest right from from the word go. I mean, Omagh were drawn against Carrickmore in the first round, a repeat of last year's county final, of course, that Omagh won, but, you know, with a last-gasp goal to take the county honours. They played Carrickmore in the first round and completely blew Carrickmore out of the water. Now, granted, Carrickmore were poor on that occasion, but, you know, it's clear this Omagh team have their eyes on the big prize, and, you know, having lost out in an Ulster final last year, their aim has to go, you know, it has to be to go one step further than that, and that's actually claim provincial honours. But, you know, you look at the talent they have in their side. They have, you know, you've your mainstays like Justin McMahon. Joe's a massive doubt as to whether or not he's going to be involved. The consensus would be that he's ruled out. But you've Justin McMahon there. Conor Clark's back for them from a cruciate injury last year. And then you have the likes of Ronnie O'Neill, Conor Myler, so it's an emerging force for Tyrone this year in the senior level as well. So, I mean, they're jam-packed with quality, and it's really going to be interesting to see how Dermore put it up to them this time around. Dermore have been going very, very well this year. They put a massive push on with things. They have Cal McCarron back on board at full-back. They have Owen McCusker at the other end of the field, who's been their top scorer now for probably the best part of 5 or 6 years, who missed last season's match with Omagh through injury. And Omagh, of course, accounted for Dermore in that semi-final with last gas goal as well. So Dermore have they've been waiting quite a while on this one. So you're well sure the likes of Ryan McManaman and some of the more seasoned campaigners on that Dermore side aren't exactly going to lie down. But they've been dealt a massive blow this week with the loss of Ronan McNabb as well. McNabb's such an influential player in the heart of the Tyrone defence this all summer long. And, you know, he's had a torrid time of it really since he finished minors with groin injuries and those sort of restrictive injuries which have really hampered his development. And this summer was probably the first time we got to see what he's really capable of doing. And unfortunately now, you know, as of last Friday night at training, he's been struck down with a cruciate injury as well. So it's a huge blow for him personally and a massive loss for Dermore.
I suppose, is it one of those toss of a coin ones or are Omagh slight favourites?
I think it is. I mean, you would have to make Omagh favourites, you know, the way they've gone about their business. And they've been a lot more consistent in the league this year, even though they've been missing that, you know, half a dozen players who've been away with county duty as well. So I think they have definitely built on from last year. Players like Kieran McLaughlin in defence, for example, you know, he was an absolute star for that Tyrone under 21 outfit as well earlier this season. So they're playing with confidence, and rightly so. It's completely justifiable. But Dermore they're currently top of the senior league. They've won the reserve championship. The reserves are top of the reserve league as well and look like claiming that honour. So there is a lot of momentum behind Dermore at the minute.
It'll say a lot about Omagh and their frame of mind and their attitude if they come through that one.
It's a real test for them, you know. And when you look at what's ahead of them possibly in the semi-final, like a local derby against Killyclacker or a very tricky one against Thrillick or even Killyland coming through from the other side. But, you know, this is a real, real test. You know, a lot of people would look at this and say this is probably the county final this evening, and you know, I've been saying that for months, really.
If you were to get a €5 or £5 sterling, where would you be putting it?
To be honest with you, up until this week, I would have fancied Dermore to overturn them. Just, you know, there's so much experience in the ranks and they've been around that top table now for so long. But it's just the way things have built up in the, you know, the immediate build up to this game, Tom. I think it's just coming down on the side of Omagh, to be honest.
And finally, before we let you go, Kieran, looking ahead, you have also your senior hurling showcase final tomorrow, and it's Dungannon and Carrickmore. Carrickmore,
yeah,
the champions.
Yeah, shock horror, Tom. It's Carrickmore and Dungannon again.
Yeah.
20 years now since another club won, other than the two big guns. 95 was the last time. So it's been, you know, these two have been the dominant forces, but it really has been nip and tuck over the years. Nobody's been able to string more than two consecutive title wins together. So Carrickmore were winners last year, and it was probably the most convincing win that there's been in an awful long time. You know, Carrickmore won with a dozen points to spare last year, which you know, came as a big shock. Dungannon probably have a much higher representation on the county squad at the minute, but then that's maybe as much down to Carrickmore players not turning out for the county. So, you know, there's pros and cons to that as well. As Carrickmore were saying during the week, they've got the with Geoffrey McGonigal in charge this year. They've been competing in the Derry League and competing very well in the Derry League this year too. So that should stand to them. And I think probably, well, maybe it's a hometown bias coming into play as well, Tom, but I think Carrickmore should edge this one.
Mm. Who are the big players on either side?
You have the likes of Dermot Begley for Carrickmore, then you have more experienced players for, some of the older hands there, the likes of Marty Grugans and Damien Maguire, Jason Kelly, all those boys would have been involved with the county setup as well. Aidan Kelly, a midfielder for Tyrone this year as well. But, you know, the big thing, when you look at Dungannon, they have a lot of good players, but so much of it comes down onto Damien Casey, as it was the case with Tyrone, and Donegal found that out.
Yeah.
You know, they must have been near a dozen times they seemed to play this year. They were playing every second week, but Casey's just such a talent. County captain and really was the key man for Tyrone, and, you know, he probably would make any hurling team in Ulster, any county side. So it's really down to whether or not Carrickmore can quell him and keep him under wraps. And if they do manage that, are any of the other Dungannon boys going to step up to the plate? So that's the big test for Carrickmore tomorrow, is how you handle that.